Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm sure you enjoyed Leandra, her song coming from the YouTube. We just wanted to hear a bit of that as she was singing, Lord, deliver me. And that, I'm sure, is the sentiments of our soul. I just want to greet everyone that's joined us today, both far and near, whether you're on your sick bed or in your car or at home, wherever you are. We're so glad that you joined us today. This is Pastor Marcia Taylor, CEO of the House of Prayer and the senior pastor. We're located right here in Portland, Oregon, and you can find us on the web, and that is the House of Prayer, pdx.org. God bless you. Today, you will find us in 1 Corinthians 2. Last week, I asked the question if you were able to stand. We asked for the blessings of God, and we say, oh, he'll just bless me in the presence of my enemies. But my question was, were you able to stand? And the Lord still has me talking about standing. So we're going to move forward with prayer. We want to pray for all of those who are less fortunate than we are today, that has a prayer up for the Lord to help them. So let us bow our heads in a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we just thank you, Lord, for mercy, for goodness. We thank you, Lord, for how you keep us night after night, day after day. I pray, Lord, that you would give your people strength when they are weak and love when they feel forsaken, courage when they feel that they're afraid. And Lord, we just need your wisdom when we feel foolish, and we need your comfort when standing alone, and we need hope when we feel rejected, and peace in the time of our turmoils. Lord, I ask you to touch the sick and afflicted, calling upon your name. And I pray, Lord, for a fresh anointing, that you would anoint these lips of clay, Lord, that I might speak what thus saith the Lord, for without you, Lord, I can do nothing. Remember your bishops and your pastors and your leaders, your missionaries everywhere. We need you, Lord, in every phase of our life. Without you, we can do nothing. And without you, we surely are nothing. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God is so good. As my mother always says, all the time. Hallelujah. Today, I want to hear a read in your hearing from 1 Corinthians 2 and 5, as it says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, too much we lean on what man says, what man thinks, but it's all about what God thinks. We need his wisdom in every phase of our life, in our business, every day, everything, every decision that we make. We want to make sure that we're standing firm on the word of God and we're leaning on his wisdom and not the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. The power of God is what we need. Power to overcome, power to stand firm and to go forward in his name that we might grow. Hallelujah. So today we want to glean from this portion of the word and take our subject, stand firm. And as I say, last week we talked about if you were able to stand, as we said, Lord will bless me in the presence of my enemies. But are you able to stand the blessing in the presence of your enemy? So today I want to say to you, stand firm. You can stand, but how are you standing? So we want to encourage your hearts today, amen, that you will be able to be strong in the Lord as we go forward. I pray the Lord will bless these few words in your hearing. So many today are standing, but not all are standing firm. I don't know if you ever watched a movie and you see a man get hit and it looks like he's hit and knocked across the room. And then another one you'll see, he gets hit and he just slowly turns his head around as if to say, Is that it? Is that all you got? And so the opponent is standing there like, oh my, I'm in trouble now. So how are you standing when you get hit by the enemy? Are you able to turn slowly around and know that you're standing in the arms and the protection of the Lord? You know, I was just thinking as I looked at the news and I saw Florida devastated by the hurricane. But what really amazed me is I saw the boats that were picked up and tossed across a block or two and landing in the courtyard of apartments, and I saw trucks overturned and blown, and just it looked like somebody just took something and mashed all the houses up. And yet, in all of that, I saw palm trees still standing. And so, as I thought about that, I also began to think about the rubber tree and how that the rubber tree stands 30 feet tall, and then it spreads its roots out like 10 feet. And then the length, you know, the roots go down 10 to 15 feet. And it was the University of Florida Sciences that showed how that the oaks are the most resistant to wind damage. And it talked about the southern magnolia, the live oak, and the crepe myrtle and the bald cypress. But then it mentioned the sable palm. So palm trees, you know, we think about them and the coconuts, and they don't all just produce coconuts, but some they also produce berries, and they love the shade. But some produce toxic nuts and seeds that hurt the skin and they poison you. And the average growth is 32 to 50 feet. Think about it. That is tall. But in the Andes, they grow as high as 200 feet. And their roots grow deep and they spread out, which helps them to stand tall and to stand strong. They're rooted and they're grounded. But I ask you today, if you are rooted and if you are grounded in the Lord Jesus, you know, I have a fake tree in my living room and people come in and they think it's real. And I don't have a green thumb, so I thought maybe this might help me out. It is beautiful, but you know what? It looks good, but it's not real and it's not strong. There are those that look good, look like they're standing strong in the Lord, but just a little bit of wind, they'll fall over. It was the Lord that spoke to John and said, John, what I say to you, I want you to write it in a book. Hallelujah. He said, I know thy works. And he was talking to Sardis at this time. And he said, I know that you have a name, that thou livest and art dead. Hallelujah. He said, be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, for I have not found thy works perfect before God. Think about it. We don't want the Lord to say, I looked and I know your downsetting and your uprising, and I see your name, but you dead men walking. Hallelujah. We want the Lord to look and say, this is a friend of mine. That's what he had the testimony of David. David was a friend. Hallelujah. David was the apple of his eye. David loved God. Was he always perfect? No, but God saw his heart. And when he made a mistake, he said, I won't do that again. But there are those that say, oh, forgive me, Lord. And you know, God knows that I'm in the flesh. So they just continue to do the things that are wrong in the sight of God, growing weaker all the time. Hallelujah. Until they become a pushover. And they just have a name that they live, but it's nothing to them. And the enemy, he knows that they're testifying from the rooftop, but living in the basement. He knows where their weak spot is, and he knows how to bring them to their knees. Hallelujah. But I hear Peter saying, be sober. Be vigilant, that is alert. Hallelujah. It's not time to be sleep on the job. You are a soldier when you come to the Lord and the Lord comes into your life. You are a warrior. You're a soldier in the army of the Lord, and you can't fall asleep on duty. You got to be sober. You can't always be joking and jesting and playing around, because nobody's going to come to you for prayer in the time of need. He said, and I'm saying this to you because the devil, your adversary, is like a roaring lion just creeping around and looking and waiting, walking about, seeking who he can destroy, whom he may devour. Hallelujah. But don't let it be you. Hallelujah. Be alert. Be watchful. And he went on to say, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. What are you saying? Everybody's undergoing the same sufferings, the same tests, the same trials. Hallelujah. So don't think it's so strange when you are caught up in the midst of fiery tests and trials. Hallelujah. But God always makes a way of escape. Hallelujah. Because he loves you. He came, amen, through Jesus Christ to seek and to save those that are lost. And we were all born in sin and shaping in iniquity. Hallelujah. But before, amen, we were born, he looked and he saw us before we were formed in the mother's womb. And he saw something in you that he wanted to use, that he wanted to cultivate. But have you even stopped and said, Lord, you have preserved me. You have kept me this long. Why am I here? What is my goal? What is my purpose that might satisfy you? That I don't just sashay through life, but accomplish the goal that you have set forth in my life. Hallelujah. It was Paul that spoke up and said, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Think about it. The helmet of salvation. You ever watched them in football? You know, they have these helmets because they always get knocked by the head and falling on their head. And so once that head has gotten knocked hard enough, the body is going down. And so the enemy is always knocking and hitting at your head that the body will go down. If you're the head in your household, he's going to knock at you that he can devour the flock, your children. Hallelujah. And so you got to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. You got to hide the word of God deep down in your heart and in your soul that you won't sin against God. That when it's time for an answer, you can open your mouth and speak and God will speak through you. The word, amen, will comfort you. Hallelujah. You can call on the name of Jesus, and the Bible says the demons in hell fear and tremble. You can say, get behind me, Satan. When you come to torture my mind, you have to go because I'm calling on Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. So the Bible says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. So you got to say, Lord, teach me how to pray in the Spirit and wait in faith. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to get down there and just say some words, but you want to pray in the Spirit. And then Paul went on to say, and watching therefore with all perseverance, standing, all supplication for the saints, not just for you, your four no more, but praying for one another that God will help us to stand. And as we stand together, we stand stronger and taller. Hallelujah. And he said, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. But some people seem like they can't understand it. But the Bible said it is hidden from them that are lost. And you don't want to be lost. So as you reach, you say, Lord, open up my understanding. Speak to my heart, to my mind, to my soul. Help me to hide your word deep within. I need the helmet of salvation to protect my mind, my leadership. I'm leading in my family. I'm here to guide my children. And the devil knows if he gets the head, the body will fall and become confused. Think about it. confusion is no fun. When they begin to wonder and question if the Holy Ghost is real, is the Bible real? Somebody said to me, I don't believe in the Bible. It's a white man's Bible to control us. That's so sad because it's hidden from them that are lost. To be lost, hallelujah, is sad, a sad state when none can help you. None, nothing but the blood of Jesus, hallelujah, can wash you. You first have to believe that he is as you come. They'll begin to question and make you question the things that you know are true and real. The enemy will come in to confuse your mind so that you begin to question yourself. When the rejections continue to come, the misunderstandings, the lies, the divorce, the separation, and the pain. And then these things take from you the hatred, being fired for no reason from a job, the teenage rape, the molestations that haunt you year after year, the name calling that you keep enduring and hearing again and again. You're never gonna make it. You're never gonna be anything. The isolation, the loneliness, hallelujah. All these things drain you as you're coming through your test. It's painful. Hallelujah. And the devil's playing with your mind. It takes from you. So you take vitamins to replenish your body, but you must fast and pray to replenish your soul. The tests, the trials, they take from you. They draw from you. It's an uphill battle. Somebody sing a song and say, I'm climbing up the rough side of the mountain. Hallelujah. But you can get through. You might be tattered and torn. You might feel broken sometime, but you can get to the top of the mountain. Hallelujah. Stand. He said, have to just stand against the wiles, the trickery of Satan. He comes through many ways and through many people. But God will open your spiritual eyes, amen, that you will be able to recognize and to see him as he is. No matter how he comes, you just have to stand. Remembering that Paul was the greatest missionary beside Christ that ever walked the face of the earth. But God picked him up. He was a murderer. He cleaned him up and began to use him like no other. But Paul, he told Timothy, I fought a good fight. What are you saying? I didn't always win all my battles, Timothy. Hallelujah. But he wanted Timothy to be able to stand. You have to stand with tears streaming down your face, your pillow wet with tears, and sometimes sleepless nights. Your body is in pain. Your heart is broken, but you still have to stand. Haters doing their best ridiculing. Stand firm. Hallelujah. Liars lying. Stand firm. Hallelujah. Family failing. Stand firm. Hallelujah. Job lost and bills due. The purse is empty. Stand firm. People bringing up your past. Won't let you live things down. Stand firm. Stand on the word of God, knowing that the Lord is right there. Car broken down, standing at the bus stop. Wind blowing, cold. Hallelujah. Fear coming. Worry. Standing sometimes, loneliness is coming upon you and you feel discouraged. But you got to fight the good fight of faith. You got to speak to your soul and say, I'm running, running, running. And oh yeah, and I can't tarry. I'm going to maintain my integrity, because I know that the Lord is on my side. And I know that if God be for me, he's more than all the world against me. I know that all I have to do is call on JES US. I know that the line is never busy. Hallelujah. I know it's no cats on the line. Oh, when you get up off your knees, hallelujah, and joy comes like a river. Hallelujah. You can begin to magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Even in your downtime, he'll give you joy. And when you pray and get in touch with God, hallelujah, you can stand up and say, I thank God for peace. Hallelujah. I thank God for salvation. I thank God for my helmet. Hallelujah. That I'm able to stand and fight for my crown of life. Hallelujah. Knowing that the Lord, he sits high. Hallelujah. But he looks down low. That the Lord will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. My mind drifts back to Job. Hallelujah. And when we think about Job, we think about the putrefying sores that covered his body. How he sat down and he scraped with the pot shear. Hallelujah. How that the servants turned their back and wouldn't even come when he called. How that his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? His best friends turned their back and began to make accusations. Hallelujah. And I know that he was growing weary, but he got his second wind. It's something about getting that second wind. And he said, I'm going to wait until my change comes. Hallelujah. Not only was he talking to his soul, but he was prophesying victory. Hallelujah. You got to speak peace. You got to speak joy. You got to speak overcoming. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, God is so good. Hallelujah. As Mother said, all the time good. Hallelujah. You got to get to a place when you can pray for your enemies and say, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge, but bless them and take them, pick them up, clean them up. Hallelujah. And take them in a higher place with you. Hallelujah. Paul was able to do that when he said, I stand, but no man stood with me. Hallelujah. Think about it. There'll be times when no man stands with you. Hallelujah. But you got to stand firm. God's hand is stretched out still, but you got to put your hand in the hand of the master, as that song say. You got to hold on to him tight. Hallelujah. You got to bless his name. Hallelujah. You got to praise him and give thanks for the small things, just like you do for the big things. Hallelujah. And it was Paul that spoke in Philippians 4 and said, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dearly beloved. He was trying to encourage the Philippians. Stand fast. You're my joy. He went through their ministry. Not everybody loved him. Not everybody received the word. Hallelujah. His life was in danger so much of the time, but God still blessed him in the presence of his enemies. Don't you remember when he gathered sticks for a fire? Hallelujah. And how a serpent came up and bit, hallelujah, and fastened itself to him, but he just shook it off in the fire. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, they had been talking about him. Hallelujah. But now they say, this must be a God. Hallelujah. They wanted to get down on their hands and knees and worship him. But he said, I'm just a man just like you. Hallelujah. But the Lord was blessing him. Oh, God, in the presence of his enemies. It was Paul that said, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hallelujah. That's what's going to shield you. Hallelujah. The word, the righteousness. Hallelujah. When you're standing before your enemies, he said, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Don't go back in bondage. Hallelujah. Don't backslide and leave the Lord, because he's not going to leave you. He said, be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Don't be held down. Hallelujah. By the enemy. Hallelujah. Oh, but you got to be like David. In closing, he said, I'm going to bless the Lord at all times. not just in a good time, not just when I have money, not just when I have friends, hallelujah, but I'm gonna bless him at all times, and his praise is gonna continually be in my mouth. When I wake up, hallelujah, and open my eyes in the morning, I'm gonna say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Ha, hallelujah. When I can get up and move my limbs, hallelujah, and I'm clothed in my right mind, I'm gonna say, thank you, Lord. I'm gonna still bless your name. Ah, when they talk about me and I don't know which way to go, I'm still gonna bless your name. When the food is scarce, hallelujah, and there's trouble in the land, hallelujah, he said, I'm still gonna bless your name. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. There's somebody, hallelujah, that loves the Lord like I do. There's somebody that wants to praise the Lord. There's somebody that still wants to have a prayer meeting, whether it's virtual or whether we meet, hallelujah. There's somebody that wants to give thanks to God. Hallelujah. The enemy wants to hold your testimonies down, make you think you can't testify like somebody else. He wants to remind you of what you did that you might have failed and faltered. Hallelujah. But you still have a praise that God is giving you another chance. He said, oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. It's just something about gathering together. Hallelujah. And worshiping the Lord in spirit and in truth. He gave his testimony and he said, I sought the Lord, and the Lord heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Hallelujah. Finally, I want to say to you, and when you stand praying, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you for your trespasses, no matter what. Hallelujah. We have to forgive that the Lord will forgive us. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Stand firm. Hallelujah. It seems that the Lord is taking me here with a series, and I just can't let it go until he's through. You got to stand no matter what. Hallelujah, knowing that the Lord is standing with you when you stand for right and when you stand on his word. He will teach you. You know what? He'll even teach you how to read the word and read with understanding. I can remember my dad, he had to quit school in the third grade to go out and work in the farm to help support his family, and he really couldn't read, but he could read that Bible. See, God can do the impossible. Hallelujah. He can change hearts, amen, without a knife. He can change anybody. And so I say to you, whatever you think that you have done that might seem that is so bad, God has preserved you for a reason. There's some good in the worst of us, some bad in the best of us, but it takes God, amen, to do the separating. And he wants to separate you from sin. He wants to make you strong, that you can stand up and be tall in him. God bless you. I hope you've gotten something from the word of the Lord today that'll carry you through, that you'll invite somebody. And remember, you are somebody in the Lord. He loves you. He made you, and he kept you here for a reason. Ask God what it is he wants you to do. Ask God to help you to be a better mother, father, sister, brother, whatever it is, a child, because we can all improve in the Lord. And remember the song that Leandra sang today. She said, Lord, deliver me. And why? She said, because I keep on hurting me. So we sometimes are the one that we cause pain to ourselves. We bring things on ourselves. But even so, we can ask God to help us that we might stand firm.